niillä kohalle ja kalaa. Kilo kilo omalilla, leiko rooselani, kuva hivina niillä kohalle ja kalaa. Ahe oula, leka ilima, tuo hivina niillä.
Aloha. Good morning. It's Saturday around the kitchen table again with Nakai Evalu. What a week it's been. And Vicky Holt-Takamine is still up there in D.C. We're feeling the glow here, though, all the way in Hawaii, aren't we, Kahone?
Yes, we sure are, Noi. It's been a week, you know, with the elections and the inauguration of... I stayed up till 3 o'clock in the morning, started to watch it. I wanted to watch it from the very beginning until he said, when he took his oath. Oh, Noi.
I know, it was tears such a, flowing.
History was made, and, you know, the tears were flowing. And to think, God, in my lifetime, somebody from Hawaii. You know?
And just looking down the mall and seeing the people wall to wall.
Wall to wall. And then and what I liked about it is on TV, they kind of interfaced with... Martin Luther King's march and, you know, the speeches that were made during that period. Mm-hmm. And when you think about it, you know, just all that revelation is now coming all forward now. And it was just a wonderful feeling to sit there. And I'm proud to be Hawaiian.
Were you feeling as good for opening day for the state ledge?
State legislature opening is state legislature opening. You know, that hustle and bustle is always there and people running around with sushi and, you know, the... Hawaiian food is flowing, but it was a great opening. I mean, well attended, and, you know, all of the House of Representatives were very happy, and I'm sure the Senate side was happy. And so now they have to get down and really do the work now.
Right. Well, you know, I think a lot of people still don't know what you're going to be doing over there during this session, Kahone.
Oh, I have been hired by Representative Millie Carroll, mm-hmm. who represents East Maui, Molokai Lanai, Molokini, and... it's the only canoe district, she calls it. And she's also the chairman of the Hawaiian Affairs. So my role with the representative is to serve as her legislative aide strictly for the Hawaiian Affairs Committee. So anything to deal with Hawaiian Affairs, I am involved with. And believe me, there's a lot at the legislature this year, especially with the ceded lands situation, especially with the OHA settlement bill that's coming through and various other bills. So... you know, it's not a good year for money, but everybody's asking for money, so we'll see what happens.
Well, it could be a good year for understanding the issues a little deeper and then going at it again.
And you know what? At the march this past weekend that we had, it was a great march and rally because everybody was very respectful of the teachers, I mean, of the speakers. And we had... a cadre of speakers from all different levels of sovereignty. I mean, from the reinstated Hawaiian government to the independents to, I mean, it was to the Office of Hawaiian Affairs to, and various others. So, I mean, it was well attended, and we'll get more into that as the show goes along this morning.
Yeah.
But anyhow, I wanted to say aloha kakaiaka kako, everybody on the islands of Oahu, Maui, Kauai, Molokai Lanai. It's great to be back with you again this morning.
It's another beautiful Saturday. Thanks so much for spending it with us. And coming up, our special guest today is someone who stood shoulder to shoulder with you and Vicky for so many years, Lynette Cruz. So we'll be back with more music, of course, and our special guest. I'm Noe Tanigawa, and this is Nakai Evalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools, right here on the Visionary Radio Network.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
He aloha mele, pretty hoku, sending down a special little twinkle for your brown eyes, your pretty lovely brown eyes. In the still of the night, all the stars are shining bright for your brown eyes. He aloha mele, ilohi kamakani, gentle breeze whispering haunting melodies to you softly, a whisper to you softly. Hear the winds through the trees singing sweet harmony to you softly.
Softly.
With the grace of her hand, she can tell you that a star only glitters at the setting of the sunshine. With the grace of her hand, she can tell you that the wind only blows when no mountainside is there to touch her. Now there's the sun and the moon talking stories, telling tales about a new day. It's gonna be a nice day. Now the moon is shining bright, and the sun will rise again to start a new day. With her grace over hand, she can tell you that a star only glimmers at the setting of the sunshine. With her grace over hand, she can tell you that the wind only blows when no mountainside is there to touch her. Now there's the sun and the moon talking stories, telling tales about a new day. It's gonna be a nice day. Now the moon is shining bright, and the sun will rise again to start a new day. He aloha mele, pretty hoku, sending down a special little twinkle for your brown eyes, your pretty lovely brown eyes. In the still of the night, all the stars are shining bright for your brown eyes. Hear the winds through the trees singing sweet harmony to you softly. Now the moon is shining bright, and the sun will rise again to start a new day. He aloha mele.
Kai Evalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. We wouldn't want to do it without you. Ka ho'one panoka here, Vicky Holt Takamine on vacation. I'm Noe Tanigawa, and our special guest today is activist, educator, Lynette Cruz. Thanks
aloha,
so much.
Aloha, and thank you so much for inviting me, and it's nice to be around your table this morning. Ask me a question. Go ahead.
It's great, you know, to have Lynette on, and like you said earlier, Lynette has stood by us all these years, and you know, but the interesting thing is this. We don't always agree, but that's the wonderful thing about our friendship and the relationship that we have. And that is because when I'm perplexed and I really can't process something, I can always go to Lynette and she's going to break it down for me so that I can understand it. And then it makes it a lot easier for me to move forward. So she's that kind of relationship, that kind of friend to have. And of course, I was so proud of Lynette when she finally got her doctorate degree. I mean, it was a great, great thing for Native Hawaiians, especially in our community of sovereignty. So Lynette, tell us, what are you doing now?
I'm a teacher. I teach at Hawaii Pacific University. I've been there for about 5 years now. So moving along, I have access to a lot of young people, which is really good. Good for me. Hopefully good for independent thinkers. And just having access to all of these young minds is something that's really, really good for me.
And you teach at Hawaii Pacific University. Are your classes like in anthropology or in sovereignty? Or
I teach anthropology and then a lot of related courses like Hawaiian sovereignty, courses on tourism, that is to say impacts of tourism on local cultures, contemporary Hawaiian history. Kind of spans the gamut. I teach a lot of different things.
And when you're not teaching, what are you doing?
Then I don't have a life because, you know, I teach because I got to have a job.
Uh-huh.
But also because it's very fulfilling. It's something really exciting about being exposed to how young people think. But the rest of my life is really devoted to activism. I'm a social justice activist. But the spinoff is really about looking beyond sovereignty. You know, I've been working in the sovereignty area for like 20-something years, and while I think that's high on my priority list, the reality is that if we're going to fix something, we've got to fix all of it. I don't think we can fix the nation and let it sit in the context of something that is pono'ole.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Thanks, Lynette. But what is social justice at this point in Hawaii's history? And how does a social activist look at the world? I think let's come back and talk about this. Ideas for your Saturday morning, mahalo for your company. This is Nā Kai e Walu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hey, Turn on the motor. Hey, turn on the motor. Oh. Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on. Okay, let's go.
There's a time when the sea gets rough, but the fishes, they just move with the sea. What are you doing, Mr. Man? Every day I watch you move at lightning speed. What you gotta do is sit down, relax, act patiently like the fishes in the sea. You gotta hold on,
hold on.
You gotta hold on,
hold on.
The fishermen say, big ship sailing on the ocean. Fisherman, tell the story again. There's a time when the sea gets rough, but the fishes, they just move with the sea. What are you doing, Mr. Man? Every day watch you move at lightning speed. What you gotta do is sit down, relax, act patiently like the fishes in the sea. You gotta hold on,
hold on.
You gotta hold on. My daddy say,
what's your daddy say?
And my daddy say,
what's your daddy say?
He say, boy,
che who?
He say, boy,
che who?
He says, sailor, 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 sailor boy, sail away. The sea gets rough, but the fishes, they just move in the sea. What are you doing, modern man? Every day I watch you move at lightning speed. What you gotta do is
sit down, relax,
act patiently like the fishes in the sea. You gotta hold on,
hold on.
You gotta hold on,
hold on.
The fishermen say, big ships sailing on the ocean. Little need no commotion, yeah. Ship sailing on the ocean. All we got to do is sail away. Ship sailing on the ocean. Sail away, sail away.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nākai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
The eight seas, or channels, connecting all the Hawaiian islands every Saturday morning right here on the Visionary Radio Network. Today, our special guest around the kitchen table is activist, educator, Dr. Lynette Cruz. And we're talking story about the particular challenges, issues, and opportunities that are in the air with the Ceded Lands Appeal underway and events this past Sunday at Iolani Palace during Sovereign Sunday. As always, we don't know exactly where the conversation's going to go, and that's what makes it interesting. Just keep in mind, the opinions expressed are those of the speaker only, not of the station or our sponsors. Our sponsors are Kamehameha Schools and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, who support the goal of understanding Hawaiian issues and feeling a closeness with Hawaiian culture. So that's it. Every Saturday, 8 to 10 a.m., Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Kamehameha Publishing proudly presents a gripping tale of cultural kuleana by acclaimed author Lurline Wailana McGregor in the new book, Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me. In the story, Hawaii-born Moana Covello leads a glamorous life in Los Angeles until tragedy strikes with a sudden death in her family and Moana's world capsizes. Her kupuna visits her in dreams and beckons her to return home. Moana's journey back uncovers secrets about her family and her kuleana, risking all that she's worked so hard to establish, her career, her lifestyle, and her relationships. Author Lurline McGregor captures the familiar struggle of understanding ancestral responsibility, and finding one's place in today's world. Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me is available at your local bookstores or online at kamehamehapublishing.org. Visit us for a range of products that amplify Hawaiian perspective.
Join Luna Lila Homes Saturday, January 31st, as they celebrate the 174th anniversary of the birth of William Charles Luna Lilo with a traditional Hawaiian luau. Tickets are available now to enjoy Hawaiian food complete with lalau, kalua pig, poi, haupia, and more. Order your Hawaiian plate for takeout or stay and enjoy your lunch with live entertainment from Ku'uwipo Kumukahi. Olunape. And Mel V. Lead. The annual Luna Lilo Home Luau is Saturday, January 31st. Call 395-1000 to get your tickets today. Proceeds from the luau support Luna Lilo Home. Luna Lilo Home was established in 1883 by King Luna Lilo and now provides residential care, adult daycare, temporary care, and meals for home delivery or pickup to all senior members of the community. Call 395-1000 for luau tickets.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Before you take another step, there's something you should know about the years ahead and how they'll be. We'll be living in a world where roses hardly ever grow. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me. There'll be no mansions waiting on the hill, no crystal chandelier. And there'll be no fancy clothes for you to wear. Everything I own is standing here in front for you to see. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me. I give you all my love in every way I can. Make sure that's what you want while you're still free. All the gold I have to offer you is in this wedding band. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me. There'll be no mansions waiting on a hill, no crystal chandelier. There'll be no fancy clothes for you to wear. Everything I own is standing here in front for you to see. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me. That's what you want while you're still free. All the gold I have to offer you is in this wedding band. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me. There'll be no mansions waiting on a hill, no crystal chandelier. And there'll be no fancy clothes for you to wear. Everything I own is standing here in front for you to see. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me.
You're starting your weekend the Hawaiian way with Nakai Evalu, and we wouldn't have it any other way. Hey, thanks for joining us around the kitchen table. Kaho'one panoke, Vicky Holtakamine is enjoying herself again. Noe Tanigawa here with our guest, activist and educator Lynette Cruz. Hey, Lynette.
Aloha.
You know, picking up on our conversation the last time out. Can you tell us what would be social justice as you see it today in Hawaii?
I think one of the problems might be with people like me is, especially if we're active in the sovereignty movement, is that they fail to see that the sovereignty movement includes other kinds of issues. So it's not really just about what Hawaiians need to thrive, but how the context that we need to thrive in. So can there be oppression against others? Can we talk about racism also in the sovereignty movement? Can we talk about gay rights? Can we talk about environmental issues within the sovereignty movement? Absolutely. So what we're trying to do, what I've been trying to do for a long time, is move away from what I call single issues. There are no single issues. Everything's connected. So if we talk about sovereignty, our own independence as a way to move towards making the land well, it cannot be just our land, all the land. And so that means that our struggle moves beyond Hawaii, and it actually has to take into account what is happening elsewhere.
And you know, Lynette, also when you talk about caring for the land and the people, we must not forget those who have been incarcerated as well, because that seems to be a population that's forgotten, but they're trying, I think, very hard to keep up with what's going on and continuing the cultural practices of our people.
I could tell just by listening to you that that's a really kind of intense and heartfelt issue. And it's so for all of us, because I don't know anybody who doesn't have family now in prison.
Yeah.
All Hawaiians have family in prison. And so, yes, it includes that as well. So if we're going to make it right, what does that mean? It's really about rethinking the system that we have now and trying to figure out if we're going to make it better for the nation, what is better? What does that mean? And who is the nation?
You know, you spent a lot of time with Kumuka Imikawa. Can you share with us some of, because I know he had a vision of a nation and how we should go about moving it forward.
I think one of the things that I learned from him was that we're not here by ourselves. We think we're here by ourselves and we're having a discussion only among ourselves all the time, and we seem to forget sometimes that all our ancestors are present every single time. And I think that's one of the lessons I learned from him.
Gee, you're making me curious. What would be your concept of sovereignty? Maybe we can pick that up when we get back together again. We're around the kitchen table this morning with Lynette Cruz, activist and educator in the community for many years. And we're so glad you're here with us, too. This is Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hey, a valley, oh, a lady. Aloha. You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Aloha. Got the kids in the car, heading out of Waimea right now. Oh, I know. Maybe you're on your way to work in Kahului. Well, you got Nakai Evalu keeping you company. We are steady. Every Saturday we're here, except Vicky Holtakamine is not with us this morning. She took off to D.C. Who can blame her? Yeah?
I don't blame her. I know. I wish I could.
You told
there.
Her to go.
I told her, yeah, go.
Kahone panoke.
Represent us well.
Exactly. And I'm sure she did.
Oh, I'm sure
That's
she did.
That's the good part. Noe Tanigawa here. And cluing us into what's happening sort of in the forefront of thought regarding social justice in our community and its expression. We have activist educator Lynette Cruz with us.
Thank you. Just thank you for always including me in your discussions. I mean, there are other kinds of discussions besides those that go on the radio. And there are these opportunities when we can gather as small groups and have such dialogue. And it's deep, I have to say. It's not happening enough. And you had asked earlier a little bit about John Kaimikawa, and yes. All I could think of was how much I miss him. His passing was kind of a shock because, I think many in the sovereignty movement had placed a kind of responsibility on him mm-hmm. that we didn't ask him, if he wanted to do it. We just sort of stuck it on him, and we trusted that he was going to help us to stay focused and stay pono, to kind of do the right thing. And the reason that we would be doing that is because, as he rightly pointed out, our ancestors are here too. So, just kind of be careful about what you say and what you do, and know that somebody's standing right there is going to pull your ear, whack you on the head if you do something that's out of line with what is pono. And I think that's his legacy to us, was do the right thing.
But how do you know what that right thing is if you are interested in social justice?
How do you know? And your gut tells you. And I think that's what he said really clearly in one of his videos, Amau, Amau.
Amau, Amau.
And it said, the intellect lies, but the na'o never lies. And so when you're involved in a discussion or you're in a gathering and you have this really awful stomachache, you need to take a look at what's going on around you, because your gut is going to tell you if it's good or if it's not good. And if it continues to hurt, you need to leave or fix it. You have some choices.
I think that Kumu Kaimikawa also left us with the thinking that we need to continue to work together as groups, as ohana. And in doing that, we need to always be mindful as how we talk to each other and how we treat each other, so that as we move forward into the looking at various sovereignty issues, that it become more inclusive than it becomes exclusive. That's what I remember of Kumu saying in one of his speeches at Ka'ahapono Conference.
Food for thought around the kitchen table this morning. Thank you so much for being with us. Take it to your kitchen table. This is Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hali hali na leua o luna. Ehi, ehi. Lele I pua I ke kai. Hula lea na leua I ka moa. Thank you.
Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
When I want someone just to fill my empty bed, then you came. Might not be the man I am today, baby. You are the best of my life, the sun in my morning, the song in my night. You are the best of my life. I'll spend the rest of my life loving you. If I found that someone just to get me through the night, then I know I would be missing this love that feels so right. If you hadn't come and loved me right away, I might still be standing in the rain. Oh, baby, you are the best of my night, the sun in my morning, the song in my night. You are the best of my life. I'll spend the rest of my life loving you.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's only statewide FM radio magazine, bringing you Hawaiian music and mana'o, that is, thoughts or ideas, every Saturday morning, 8 to 10. We have doctors, politicians, nonprofits, musicians, scholars, great sources of light, and in fact, sources of funding for you to find out about, and even a little controversy in to spice up some really kicking classic and contemporary Hawaiian music. That's what's happening today, too. Activist educator Lynette Cruz is our very special guest. We've been finding out about what social justice might mean to us and what its expression might be in our islands today. It's straight talking around the kitchen table. Opinions expressed are those of the speaker only, with the goal of sparking conversation around your kitchen table. gotta be Nakai Evalu every Saturday here on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Kamehameha Publishing proudly presents a gripping tale of cultural kuleana by acclaimed author Lurleen Wailana McGregor in the new book, Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me. In the story, Hawaii-born Moana Covello leads a glamorous life in Los Angeles until tragedy strikes with a sudden death in her family and Moana's world capsizes. Her kupuna visits her in dreams and beckons her to return home. Moana's journey back uncovers secrets about her family and her kuleana, risking all that she's worked so hard to establish, her career, her lifestyle, and her relationships. Author Lurleen McGregor captures the familiar struggle of understanding ancestral responsibility and finding one's place in today's world. Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me is available at your local bookstores or online at kamehamehapublishing.org. Visit us for a range of products that amplify Hawaiian perspective.
Join Luna Lilo Home Saturday, January 31st, as they celebrate the 174th anniversary of the birth of William Charles Luna Lilo with a traditional Hawaiian luau. Tickets are available now to enjoy Hawaiian food complete with lalau, kalua pig, poi, haupia, and more. Order your Hawaiian plate for takeout or stay and enjoy your lunch with live entertainment from Ku'uwipo Kumukahi. Olu Nape. And Mel V. Lead. The annual Luna Lilo Home Luau is Saturday, January 31st. Call 395-1000 to get your tickets today. Proceeds from the luau support Luna Lilo Home. Luna Lilo Home was established in 1883 by King Luna Lilo and now provides residential care, adult daycare, temporary care, and meals for home delivery or pickup to all senior members of the community. Call 395-1000 for luau tickets.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Hush, my darling, onekaua. Pilimai, kiss me once again. Cuddle closer, just a little. Hush, my darling, onekaua. Ilimai, kiss me once again. Cuddle closer, just a little closer, your little lady, your loti. A little lady, a little lady, a little lady. A little lady,
me once again. Cuddle closer, just a little closer, your little lady, oh Lottie. Hush, my darling,
me call you up,
my boy, now only yours forevermore. Cuddle closer, just a little closer, your little lady, oh Lottie. A little
was great. Hope you're enjoying your Saturday morning with us today. Nakai Evalu with Kahoone Panoke, Noe Tanigawa. Vicky's coming back next week, and we got our special guest here at the kitchen table today, activist and educator Lynette Cruz.
You know, Lynette, I'm sure that people sitting around the kitchen table this morning, the thought must be going, what the heck is sovereignty? You know?
I'm sure.
What is it?
I can give you a dictionary definition. Ea.
Okay.
Life, breath, independence. And that's good for a definition that comes out of the dictionary, but it's more like a kind of life experience thing. It's funny. We have all these different terms that are used in the process of, in the work towards building the nation, or rebuilding it, or reconstituting it, or just having it re-manifest itself. So, you know, all those kinds of definitions,
right?
Because different things are going on. We're in a different place now than we were, say, 10 years ago.
Yes, very much so.
You know, I worked for a couple of years at Hui'ina'awau, the Sovereignty Education Project, and my job was to actually coordinate these workshops on Oahu. And as a result of that, I was trained to do them myself. And having to do that meant that I was always talking to people who were absolutely brand new to everything, new to the language, new to the definitions, new to history, really didn't understand what was going on. And so we had to know what we were talking about before we could share with them, so they had a sense of where it could go, what the promise was, because obviously it was about a promise. It was about regaining something that we had lost. This was all before the controversies around forms of government or self-determination, or, you know, just the breaking down into little segments before that. Everybody knew something was wrong, and what they wanted to do was to make it right. So you have this overall kind of umbrella definition that says to many people, sovereignty, when we get it, it's going to be okay. And what the it is, I don't know. The land will be well. The people will be healthy. We have a say in our own destiny. We control our own government. We have economic development that benefits us. I don't know. It's really big. And I think the idea of keeping it really big is useful.
And we're starting to figure out the pieces day by day. Are you interested in this subject? If you want to find out anything more or be in touch with Lynette Cruz, I'm sure she'd be happy to talk with you. We'll hook you up through our website, nakaievaluradio.com. Check that on out. And thanks for spending your morning with us. Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Seems so wrong when I'm near. keep the fire burning strong. I hope it won't take too long for you.
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Best in classical and contemporary Hawaiian music and talk story around the kitchen table. Kaho'one panoke noe tanigawa with our dear friend, educator, activist Lynette Cruz today.
Yes, it's always nice to have Lynette on and on the radio and in various projects that we're involved with. Recently, you know, in the month of October, the Department of Land and Natural Resources had some public meetings And as a result of these meetings, came up with the news, some new revised rules for the use of Iolani Palace. Some of those rules were put to test this past weekend at Sovereign Sunday. Whether it's good for us or not, I would like to ask Lynette to discuss that with us today.
All right, but first let me explain what Sovereign Sunday is. I think since like the late 1970s, various groups have met on the grounds of Iolani Palace on the Sunday closest to January 17th,
yes,
which was the day of the overthrow in 1893. So we kind of continue a tradition that was started a long time ago, and different organizations have taken over the years. And most recently, we had the Living Nation, which did it for maybe about, I don't know, 10 years, perhaps. And then we just had Sovereign Sunday this past weekend on the 18th of January. It was really interesting because we got there kind of early on the grounds, and the Department of Land and Natural Resources, state law enforcement, was there in force, and interestingly wanted to know what we were going to do, because there are certain things that we couldn't do because of those rules that you just spoke about. And so we kind of went over our agenda for the day, including things like having ceremony and sharing food and cleaning the burial mound, Pohukaina, on the palace grounds. And according to the list of what you can and can't do, a couple of those things are already against the rules. They're illegal.
What would that be?
Flying a flag that would be more than, say, 3x5, and already our flags, because the standard Hawaiian flag is actually 4x8. So there goes the flag. And then other things like not being able to enter into the burial mound because it's a sacred place, as we well know. We've been doing it. We clean the mound for like 11 years now, once a month. And then the other thing was no tents and no banners and no sound system. So, you know, we're faced with like wanting to have a commemoration of an event that took a long time for us to plan for years and years and years, and we weren't about to stop. So what we did was we engaged in dialogue with the state law enforcement officers.
And then what happened? We'll find out when we come back. Nā Kai e Walu on the Visionary Radio Network.
There's a calm before the storm. I know it. It's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day.
I know it can't.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. That's where you are. Spending your Saturday morning with us is, believe me, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Kaho'one Panoke here, Noe Tanigawa, and our guest today, educator, activist, Lynette Cruz. Lynette, you were saying social justice in our lives today involves every facet, really. Education, prison, homelessness, high prices, low employment. I mean, all the answers are different. How can we know what is justice? And you said Kumujanka Imikawa had a test.
Yes, he did. You know, and it comes down to what does it mean to be pono? And so all of the things that you mentioned can actually be placed in a framework of doing the right thing. If you do the right thing, things should work out okay. What does it mean to be pono? It's a test. It is a test. And so when we're interacting with each other, there's no need to call names because that's pono'ole and everybody knows that. And then when we're interacting with, say, state law enforcement, who for many, they're the enemy. You know, the police are the enemy because they're the ones that act against us when we try to do what is right. Nevertheless, we are still held to the same standard in our interactions with them that we be pono. And what was interesting is that in their actions with us, I think there were pono too.
You're talking about Sovereignty Sunday at Kalani Palace.
Yes. And so what happens is if you have two actions going and the two sides are pono, the energy level goes really way up. It's not in any, you can't really tell by looking, but when they part, the energy is good. It's high and people kind of party. They move into the party mode. That's why you eat, you sing, you play music, and you have social gatherings. That happens all the time. Hawaiians, I think, kind of natural. Yeah, just
yeah.
do it.
Somehow you don't imagine that coming out of activism, but it can and does, according to Lynette. Let's find out more about that coming up on Nakai Evalu, brought to you by Kamehameha Schools and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, here on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Kamehameha Publishing proudly presents a gripping tale of cultural kuleana by acclaimed author Lurleen Wailana McGregor in the new book, Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me. In the story, Hawaii-born Moana Covello leads a glamorous life in Los Angeles until tragedy strikes with a sudden death in her family and Moana's world capsizes. Her kupuna visits her in dreams and beckons her to return home. Moana's journey back uncovers secrets about her family and her kuleana, risking all that she's worked so hard to establish, her career, her lifestyle, and her relationships. Author Lurleen McGregor captures the familiar struggle of understanding ancestral responsibility and finding one's place in today's world. Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me is available at your local bookstores or online at kamehamehapublishing.org. Visit us for a range of products that amplify Hawaiian perspective.
Join Luna Lila Home Saturday, January 31st, as they celebrate the 174th anniversary of the birth of William Charles Luna Lilo with a traditional Hawaiian luau. Tickets are available now to enjoy Hawaiian food complete with lalau, kalua pig, poi, haupia, and more. Order your Hawaiian plate for takeout or stay and enjoy your lunch with live entertainment from Ku'uwipo Kumukahi. Olunape. And Mel V. Lead. The annual Luna Lilo Home Luau is Saturday, January 31st. Call 395-1000 to get your tickets today. Proceeds from the luau support Luna Lilo Home. Luna Lilo Home was established in 1883 by King Luna Lilo and now provides residential care, adult daycare, temporary care, and meals for home delivery or pickup to all senior members of the community. Call 395-1000 for luau tickets.
Word of mouth advertising. If you run a small business, you know that's the most important way to grow your company. Your customers recommending you to their friends and family. But great word of mouth only happens when your customers are really, really happy. Because when they recommend you, it's their reputation on the line too. That's why people trust word of mouth. So when you're looking for a bank for your small business, which one has the best word of mouth reputation? A statewide survey of small business customers at Hawaii's major banks shows that more American Savings Bank customers have recommended their bank to others. That's right. American Savings Bank was ranked number one. Surprised? Maybe not when you consider their great service, extended hours, Saturday and Sunday banking, and convenient locations. To talk with a small business specialist, visit any branch or call 627-6900. American Savings Bank, Hawaii's most recommended bank for small business. Member FDIC.
Aloha. You're listening to Nakai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Slow, Holly rocker by me to and fro. When the lights are burning low, honey, take your time. Sweet and slow, Holly rocker by me to and fro. When the lights are burning low, honey, take your time. You heard of how the rabbit and the turtle ran a race. You heard of how that rabbit ended up in second place. So take it sweet and slow, honey, rock by me. When the lights are burning low, honey, take your time. Mm-hmm.
and slow, honey, rock-a-bye me to and fro. When the lights are burning low, honey, take your time. When the lights are burning low, honey, take your time. When the lights are burning low, honey, take your time.
All right, the music keeps us going too. Thank you so much for your company today. Vicky Holt-Takamine is away. Kaho'one Panoke is here. Noe Tanigawa, I'm here with our special guest, activist and educator, Lynette Cruz.
You know, Lynette, it seems strange to me that after 10 years, or I would say even longer than that, that the groups that have been participating in Sovereignty Sunday certainly have been trained with the proper protocol to clean the pohukaina, which needs to be done in a certain fashion, with the proper oli being recited at the time of cleaning. And when you're completed, that you again provide oli, which I'm sure that many people have learned through various kumu. And I know that Kumu Lake at one time really had a class on how to do that. So it just seems strange to me that the DLNR would not look at that. To look at these groups as resources. These are people who are living our culture, who are practicing our culture, and are cultural practitioners.
Yes, you know, DLNR, I think, passed those rules out of fear. Fear that other people would come, well, they have come, and occupied the palace, occupied the grounds, shut the gates and shut other people out, and that's the kind of thing that they're afraid of. The problem is that they pretty much made us all the same. In other words, those rules were passed for someone else, but they're going to be applied to everyone who comes there. And there's an unfairness there because it keeps us from continuing to do this practice of cleaning, caring for, having ceremony on the palace grounds. It is to their credit, the law enforcement officers who were there, that they were probably the most professional folks that I had really ever met. It was not personal, and they made it real clear that it was their job, and we made it really clear that we understood, but that we had a job as well. And our job was what we've been doing for the past, I don't know how many years, and we were going to continue to do it. We were trying to avoid a standoff. And what happened was they made allowances for us. This may not be a good thing to say, because I don't know how that impacts on their job. But there's this line, you know, between what is sacred and what is not. Yes, we understand the tents. Yes, we understand the banners. But when it comes to ceremony, when it comes to doing ceremony and cleaning inside the burial mound, we're entering into a different realm, and we have to push back. We don't have a choice.
And just so I know, our time is creeping up on us, but what was the end result at the end of the day? Did pohukaina get cleaned?
Oh, yes. It was clean.
Did the protocol continue?
Absolutely.
So we got over that, and okay. But I still think that as a result of you bringing this to our attention on the show, that I think we're going to become involved, and we need to sit down and talk to the management and see what we can do to not have this happen again, because I don't want our cultural practitioners to feel that, you know, what they're doing is not right. That's not weird.
Well, yeah, we did lose our tents. So, you know, those got confiscated. So then it's a matter of trying to figure out where we can work together. But none of us would stand back either. So it was, you know, there was a confrontation, peaceful. They took the tents. No one objected. We just waited. You know, the really good thing is, and I'll tell you what really happened, is that even after they took our tents and the table was out there laid out with food and everything, the first thing that popped up was, let's have lunch. And so everybody served lunch. We did our pule, and we all sat down and we talked story, and the energy was really high, and it was all good. And the reason it was good was because what John said was, you need to trust your na'o to tell you when it is pono. And it was pono, even though they took the tents.
Nakai Evalu, thank you so much for being with us this morning. Ideas for your kitchen table.
Yeah. capture me completely. Just set me free. Free to fly away. I hear your voice and grow your wings to fly.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Are you at work today on a Saturday? That's okay. We're here with you, Nakai Evalu, bringing you terrific Hawaiian music and some ideas that are floating around in our community today. Noe Tanigawa here, Kahoone Panoke, and our guest, educator and activist, Lynette Cruz. It's time, Kahoone, for our Olelo no Eau.
Okay. You know, the Olelo no Eau, we try to have a new Olelo no Eau each week, and it is Hawaiian proverbs and poetical sayings that have been translated by one of our greatest scholars, Mary Kavena Pukui. And it's in a collection that is available through the Bishop Museum Press. And for those of you who don't have it, I would suggest highly that it become one of your collecting books, Hawaiian books, in your library. But today's Olelo no Eau is He Ike Ana Ia Ika Pono. It is a recognizing of the right thing. One has seen the right thing to do and has done it. So as we discuss today, I think there's many examples of this Olelo no Eau. The one most recently shared by Lynette, how the DLNR enforcement people reacted and how they realized that the right thing to do was to allow our people to do the cultural practices, and they found some means of doing it without really feeling that they were compromised in any way. And I think this is what this Olelo no Eau is all about today.
And Lynette was saying it's something you can feel. You can
yes.
feel the right thing to do.
Ike ana ia ika pono. It is a recognizing of the right thing.
And doing it.
And doing it. And living it.
Nakai Evalu, thanks for your company. Nakai Evalu here on the Visionary Radio Network.
Take me and keep me away from the sea. sea of a heartbreak.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network. Evalu, the eight seas or channels connecting all the Hawaiian Islands on the Visionary Radio Network. Kaho'one Panoke Noe Tanigawa and Lynette Cruz here around the kitchen table this morning.
So Lynette, any last remarks you'd like to leave with our listening audience?
I think what's really important, because I guess we do this quite a bit, is to figure out for ourselves what it means to be in principled struggle. And what that means for me is that yes, we're in struggle all the time. And yes, we need to protect what we have that's left. But there's got to be a way to do it that makes sense so that when we leave the table or when we move away from the action, the impacts on us are very positive on all sides too. So that's kind of like the last thing I would say. For me, being pono means that I will do the best I can to stay that path. It's already been defined for me. The queen leads. John Kaimikawa advises. Our ancestors are there. We act in front of them. It's incumbent on us to do what is right. And so kind of like if all the activists that were out there were doing the same thing, I think we would win already.
And you gave us this non-didactic but maybe very true way to know what is right for every different situation. And that was?
Do the right thing. Be pono. We can talk about it. In fact, it sounds like a word that's overused, like aloha sometimes. But nevertheless, it's deep. And I would never try to explain to someone what pono means. But you know. I don't have to tell you. If your gut feels okay, we're on the right path here. We're together.
That's right. Thank you so much for joining us, Lynette. And for all of you, you know, next week we have an interesting show coming along. We have Trustee McInerney and Trustee Kaulu La'au, who recently were appointed as the new trustees for the Lunalilo Trust. And of course, you know, next week is their big luau, so it would be nice to have the two trustees here and talking about the expansion of Lunalilo Trust and what's happening in that area.
Oh, right.
So stay
on.
Tuned, and it's been a great show, Noi. Mahalo to you and Lynette.
Well, thank you. Mahalo to you for your company around the kitchen table. Nakai Evalu is the Hawaiian way to launch your weekend, and we love having you here with us every Saturday, 8 to 10 a.m. Nakai Evalu is sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools. It's brought to you with much aloha on the Visionary Radio Network. That is today's Kumu 94.7 here on Oahu, Q103, 103.7 Maui, The Surf 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, The Beach 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK 102.3 Molokai. Hey, don't forget about our website too. Check it out, nakaievaluradio.com. Aloha.
Ahui ho.
Aloha, and thank you so much for having me.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Kamehameha Publishing proudly presents a gripping tale of cultural kuleana by acclaimed author Lurleen Wailana McGregor in the new book, Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me. In the story, Hawaii-born Moana Covello leads a glamorous life in Los Angeles until tragedy strikes with a sudden death in her family and Moana's world capsizes. Her kupuna visits her in dreams and beckons her to return home. Moana's journey back uncovers secrets about her family and her kuleana, risking all that she's worked so hard to establish, her career, her lifestyle, and her relationships. Author Lurleen McGregor captures the familiar struggle of understanding ancestral responsibility and finding one's place in today's world. Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me is available at your local bookstores or online at kamehamehapublishing.org. Visit us for a range of products that amplify Hawaiian perspective.
Join Luna Lilo Home Saturday, January 31st, as they celebrate the 174th anniversary of the birth of William Charles Luna Lilo with a traditional Hawaiian luau. Tickets are available now to enjoy Hawaiian food complete with lalau, kalua pig, poi, haupia, and more. Order your Hawaiian plate for takeout or stay and enjoy your lunch with live entertainment from Ku'uwipo Kumukahi. Olunape. And Melvin Lee. The annual Luna Lilo Home Luau is Saturday, January 31st. Call 395-1000 to get your tickets today. Proceeds from the luau support Luna Lilo Home. Luna Lilo Home was established in 1883 by King Luna Lilo and now provides residential care, adult daycare, temporary care, and meals for home delivery or pickup to all senior members of the community. Call 395-1000 for luau tickets.